Stephanie Wacklawick, our state political reporter, joins us. Steph, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So to me, this, it's not an injecting room, but it almost is. It sort of says, if I sit on the front steps and inject heroin, I'll then get medical help. Am I being overly harsh here?
Potentially. So what the government's landed on is an action plan, and at the heart of that, it'll be a community health hub in the old Yooralla building on Flinders Street. It'll have GPs, nurses, counsellors, and this hydromorphone treatment. It'll be a two-year trial, and it's expected to treat about 60 seriously addicted heroin users who've been resistant to treatment so far. So what it'll involve is two injections, and that'll be supervised at all times, and then they will take a dose of morphone at night.
And did the government have anything to say about the existing drug problems around that area, you know, at the southern end of Elizabeth Street? Do they think the opening of this centre will somehow help lessen those problems?
Premier Jacinta Allan says she's confident that this plan will save lives. We asked specifically if an injecting room would have saved more lives than this would have. She didn't really say, but her argument is that the problem is statewide and it needs a statewide solution, and 90% of heroin overdoses are happening outside of CBD, and that's why they aren't going ahead with the specific injecting room in the city.
Did anybody ask whether this might create a honeypot effect, like drawing more drug users and therefore drug dealers into the CBD?
No, I think we know that the problem already exists, so I don't think that is an argument at the moment. And I guess there would probably a stronger argument that if an injecting room did go ahead in the CBD, like there was that argument with North Richmond.
Okay, and finally, when will this new co-health service with the hydromorphone treatment, when will it actually open?
Well, it's not going to open until 2026, so it's obviously still in very early stages. We also know there's a GP shortage, so we anticipate it's going to be a bit of a challenge to find GPs to service that centre, but I guess we've got 2 years to get to work.
Indeed we do. Thanks, Stephanie. Stephanie Wacklawick there, 3RW State Political Reporter. Look there.